This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Nick Kostos takes a look at NFL bets to make this weekend and breaking down games. He's always great. Cloudy today and a high of Nick Herbig, 51, a low of 39. Tony Mantha, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. It's a Donnie Football Friday. Donnie just texted me from Naples. I suggested a coffee shop down there, Doreen's Cup of Joe. Him and Sarah couldn't make it because it's a 45-minute drive.
Oh.
To which I think, Donnie, everything's a 45-minute drive. You still got to go.
You think Donnie rented a car down there, or do you think he has some friends that are hauling him around?
I don't know, but I'm disappointed. I then texted back, I hope you're still having a good time. He said, oh, we are, and then texted a photo of basically a deserted, beautiful beach limits.
Wow.
I wish I was there.
That's Ron's life every day. Think about that.
Every single day. Yes. Beer.
Think about that.
Books. Well, beer and books and the beach, the three B's.
Would you want to retire and live on the beach one day?
Yes. Who wouldn't? Would you rather retire and live on the beach or up in the mountains?
On the beach.
I'd rather live up in the mountains and visit the beach.
You'd rather be cold in the mountains?
Yeah, you're not cold if you're inside limits.
Yeah, I'd rather be able to go outside and be warm.
What if you're in the mountains of Phoenix or California or there's also warm weather?
Typically, when you think of the mountains, I think of cold. You know, like the Rocky Mountains or the...
Oh, man, I'd love that.
Does it get cold in the Smoky Mountains?
I don't know. I've never been there.
I haven't either.
We should go on a field trip with Bob and go camping. Glamping.
Glamping with Bob. I don't think Bob will go regular camping, will he?
Bob can rent us $1 million condo in the middle of the forest. That's what they're doing these days.
He can afford it.
Pop-up condos. All right. How about Malzi with the Blue Chews? Can you believe that, Limits?
Yes.
He's doing a bang-up job there, you might say.
He's giving people something to talk about in their group chats.
He is. Sure is. Isn't he?
Yes.
The Malzi Blue Chews go down in history here. He's become our new Phil Bork.
What do you think of Bob saying that he was popping the Blue Chews like candies? He thought they were candies.
Well, I think he was kidding.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Limits.
Good for Malzi, just like they say on the PM team.
Yeah, apparently good for Malzi.
There are endorsements coming out of his pores. Everywhere
there are
endorsements for Malzi.
Yeah. Malzi plays the game right, doesn't he?
Yes. Your friend Limits is the only one without an endorsement on the station.
I can't believe you're not endorsing wiffle ball yet. It's equipment or fields or something.
That's a great idea. Yeah, I should have some equipment
you should be
I can endorse.
That. Or perhaps musical venues like the one for Austin City Limits. I don't know.
Right.
Just trying to think outside the box here.
If you would like to work with Austin City Limits, please hit up our text line at 412-928-9370.
There you go.
And I will get back to you.
Let's get to the numbers game. Usually this is Donnie and I. Let's see if limits can live up to Donnie's considerable reputation here. These are big shoes to fill.
Very big expectations, yes.
So I'm going to start us out. I got a number limits, and it's a big one.
What is your number, Joe?
Thank you for asking. 11.3. That is fourth quarter points per game for the Packers, and that, my friend, is best in the NFL. They outscore everybody in the fourth quarter, and the bad news there is that Steelers are 28th in the league in fourth quarter points allowed, so look out. However, it's only fair to mention it goes the other way, too. The Steelers score a lot in the fourth, and Green Bay gives up a lot. That's another reason why I think, even though this game could have sleepy parts to it, there's going to be some fireworks late.
I have a number, Joe. 49.3.
Yes.
The Green Bay Packers convert on 49.3% of their third down attempts. That is number one in the NFL.
Holy ostrich milk. I have a number for you. 13. Actually, I have two limits.
Yes.
13 and 8-14. These are two of the legacy franchises in the league. For my money, maybe the two greatest franchises in NFL history. The Packers have won 13 championships going back to pre-Super Bowl. That's more than anybody. The Packers have won 814 games. That's more than anybody. I'm going to add some just to give this context, if you don't mind.
Please.
6 and 11. The Steelers are tied for the most Super Bowl wins with 6 and tied for the most conference titles with 11. What a matchup.
That's a great number right
how
there,
Joe. Thank you.
Deserves a round of applause.
How many times do we see legendary Packers and Steelers figures shown during this broadcast, whether it's Joe Green carrying Chuck Knoll off the field after they beat the Vikings, or it's Bart Starr with the sneak in the Ice Bowl, or it's the Super Bowl they played against each other?
Yeah.
And if it's the Super Bowl they played against each other limits, are they going to show an Aaron Rodgers pass or Rashard Mendenhall's fumble?
I think it's guaranteed that they show both.
So do I.
It is guaranteed that Super Bowl 45 is shown, and I think Bart Starr winning the Super Bowl and walking off with Lombardi will definitely be shown. Will
yeah.
we see a seal here, and we're going to run it in the alley.
Oh, I love that. Your turn.
17.
Yeah.
The Steelers are 17-8 under Mike Tomlin on Sunday Night Football.
That I did not know, and that's quite a thing. Great number. 6. It's how many titles Curly Lambeau won. We're talking about legendary franchises here. I just did a piece in the Post-Gazette on a combined all-time Steelers-Packers team. I called it the Stackers, and it was a stacked lineup, let me tell you. I was surprised, though, when I went to pick a coach. I'm like, man, this is going to be tough. Lombardi has a trophy named after him, I think. Pretty well known. But then there's Chuck Knoll, 4-0 in Super Bowls. Which guy am I going to pick? Well, then I took a look further back in history, and there's old Curly Lambeau. He has a field named after him, limits.
Yes.
And he had 6 titles, 6 of them. He wins the tiebreaker. Yes, it took him 33 years to win those 6 titles, but he still won. And I would argue that he was the busiest man in NFL history. And he was also Green Bay, the Packers' answer to Mario Lemieux. He founded the team. He played for the team. He was a star for the team. He ran, he passed, he kicked field goals, he coached a local high school team at the same time, and then he became their coach and GM. And somewhere in their limits, he found time to get married 3 times.
Congratulations on all his success.
How did that, did they have energy drinks back then? This guy, what was he doing?
I tell you what, coffee, black, put it on the table, put the sugar in.
When was coffee invented, limits?
I don't know.
Somebody must have been
long time ago.
Can you imagine what that invention looked like when the first person drank it? And they're like, wow, all of a sudden I can get everything done.
Speaking of a long, long time ago, why did Don McLean think it was necessary to make American Pie like a 9-minute song?
Because back then.
It's a great song, but it was so long of a song.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Back then, you could do that.
I could eat dinner in that amount of time.
Right. Well, because you're a modern day person. That's why. You're a function of modern society. Back then, people could sit there and listen to a 9-minute song, and probably some thought it wish it would have been longer.
We went to Geneva one year, and there was a guy that was, you know, you go and sit outside, and a guy's playing music with his guitar and stuff like that. And I said to my buddies, do you think he knows every word to American Pie? So I asked him, can you play American Pie?
He's and he definitely said yes.
Yeah. And he did, and he played it. And I was like, you know what, buddy? That's very impressive. And I gave him a tip.
All 9 minutes of it?
He played the entire song.
Wow. You got great. A number for me?
4.
Yes.
That's the number of MVPs Aaron Rodgers won with the Green Bay Packers. Second most to Peyton Manning for the most all time. Aaron said that this is not a revenge game. But, Joe, they traded him to the Jets. Sure, it might have been mutual, but they still drafted his successor when he was there.
Yes, they did.
And he ended up having 2 MVP seasons at the back end of it to prove them wrong.
Oh, come on.
This means something.
It's not only a revenge game, it's a resentment game. I have a spirit animal in Aaron Rodgers. Both of us keep resentments practically, alphabetized in our minds. This guy, he's a resentment carrier. I think he's proven that over the years, and there's no shame in that. Look at the Jets game. He went in there saying the same things, and then afterward, he's like, every single member of the Jets organization, I'm glad I beat.
Great.
Speaking of MVP awards,
yes.
I got a number for you, 10.
Please.
I went to choose my Stackers quarterback, and I had to choose among Aaron Rodgers, Terry Bradshaw, Bart Starr, Brett Favre, and Ben Roethlisberger. Wow. And between them, they have 10 league MVPs. Who's the only one out of those 5 who never won an MVP limits? Wrong.
Ben Roethlisberger.
You were right. 10 league MVPs and 13 championships for those quarterbacks. Holy bird oil. Go ahead.
5.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers would become the 5th quarterback in NFL history to defeat all 32 NFL teams.
Good number.
On Sunday.
Good number. 30. Donnie's birthday, which is why he isn't here.
Huh? Happy birthday, Donnie.
Also 1. Donnie's only marriage compared to Curly Lambeau, who had 3 of them.
Wrong. Donnie has not been married yet. He is engaged, and we will be at his wedding.
True. Very
next
true.
Year. 0.
Yes.
The Steelers are +5 in turnover differential, and a big reason why, they have not lost a fumble this season.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That's a great number, but not as good as this one. If only I could find it. Where is it? Here it is.
What is it?
This is the number of the week. And I apologize to you and, well, to you, because I'm about to beat you with the best number. 56. No, not Lamar Woodley.
No, not Alex Highsmith.
And I hope you're all sitting down out there. Consecutive games with 7 or fewer points in the first quarter for the Steelers. Think about that. 56 straight games with 7 or fewer points in the first quarter. That is tied for the longest streak in NFL history. If they don't get more than 7 points in the first quarter, they are going to set a dubious all-time NFL record. Limits, top that one.
Yeah, that one, that was pretty good, but I'll try. 1933, The Steelers will wear their throwback uniforms from their debut season in 1933.
I was there for the opener that year.
Now, the problem is, what are they going to look like? Because, oh, they looked like a crayon on the practice field yesterday.
And the Packers have clashing helmets.
Well, they're wearing their all-white uniforms white helmets.
Oh, then they're not clashing. Where did I read that? I thought they had yellow uniforms.
Well, typically they do, but they're wearing their own version of their alternate as well.
This
their whiteout uniform.
I think that'll be pretty cool. I have two numbers for you, Limits. 42.2 and 63.2. That's the difference in penalty yards per game against the Steelers and the Packers. The Steelers on the low end, the Packers get 20 more yards in penalties per game. What do you make of that?
That's a pretty decent number there, Joe. I like it a lot. My number is 15.9. The Steelers are using 13 personnel 15.9% of the time with three tight ends on the field. That is the highest in the NFL.
And I imagine you're liberally using Matt Williamson's cheat sheet from Steelers.com, are you?
I did half and half. Thank you to Matt. It was incredible.
He's amazing. Although this week I didn't use any of his numbers. I did my own research.
Very nice.
Just like Aaron Rodgers. 6.2. Steelers averaging 6.2 first quarter points per game. That's eighth in the NFL. That's good. It's better than what it's been. But guess what, Limits? There's a number that corresponds to that.
What?
0.5. That's the number the Packers are allowing in the first quarter. First in the NFL.
Wow. I'll give you this number for that.
Please.
Then, Joe. We'll flip it back to the offensive side of the ball. 8. That's the number of rushing touchdowns Josh Jacobs has for the Packers this season. That's the second most in the NFL.
Holy corn milk.
Stopping the run is going to be important.
I've got a number for you. 14. That is, and again, going back to my all-time Steelers-Packers roster, my cornerbacks, this might have been the strongest position on the team. Well, other than quarterback and guard, where I had Alan Faneca and Jerry Kramer, for God's sakes. Oh, an inside linebacker where I had Ray Nitschke and Jack Lambert. Oh, and defensive line where I had Reggie White and Joe Green anchoring my line.
Ooh.
But the cornerbacks were pretty strong. All you need to know is that Herb Adderley was a backup and he had 9 touchdown returns and is in the Hall of Fame. And Jack Butler had 52 career interceptions for the Steelers. He didn't make this group. Mel Blunt, for obvious reasons. And then the other cornerback is anybody named Woodson, namely Charles and Rod. And that's where that number comes from. 14. They combined, Rod and Charles, played 17 years for the Steelers and Packers, respectively, and combined for 14 pick sixes.
Wow.
Not to mention 29 forced fumbles, a bunch of first-team All-Pros, and 2 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
That's an incredible number there, Joe.
Thank you.
I commend you for that number. My number is 36. Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdowns last week for the 36th time in his NFL career. Only Tom Brady and Drew Brees have more. His next 4 touchdown game will tie Brees for 2nd on the all-time list.
Holy Pelican Nuggets. I didn't know that. Now we got to go to our 2-minute drive.
Let's do it.
6.3. That's the number of catches for Steelers wide receivers per game. There are, as Adam Schefter tweeted, there are 4 wide receivers in the league who catch more passes per game by themselves than the entire Steelers receiver core.
76.5. The Packers allow 76.5 rushing yards per game. That is 2nd in the entire NFL.
Steelers beat the Packers 2 years ago. The number is 2 picks. Who had them? If you can name both Steeler interceptions, you and Donnie are going with me for a free steak dinner.
Oh, boy. 2 years ago?
Yep. They beat Jordan Love and the Packers 24-19.
Was Patrick Peterson one of them?
No, he wasn't, but good guess.
It wasn't Minka as another.
DeMonte KZ and the great Keanu Neal at an interception.
Keanu Neal!
Isn't that great?
What a pull. 64.3.
Yeah.
Teams that start the season 4-2 make the playoffs 64% of the time. Teams that start 5-2 go to the playoffs at a 76% clip. That's
399. The number of yards Jordan Love and the Packers put on the Steelers defense just 2 years ago. Thank God for Keanu Neal. One more, Limits, for you.
11.
Yes.
11 different Steelers have recorded a sack this season.
I did not know that. 101, Jalen Warren's rushing yards in that game 2 years ago against the Packers defense, part of a 205-yard rushing output for the Steelers, and that also marked the very first time in little Jalen Warren's career that he was introduced as a starter with Najee Harris. May I finish with this one, Limits?
Please.
Thank you. 41, that's how many Hall of Famers for the Chicago Bears, and that's the only team that has more than the Packers, 36, and the Steelers, who are tied with a few others, at 32. Thank you, Limits. What a numbers game it was.
Thank
I thought
you, Joe.
You were fantastic.
I think you won it, though. You had some ones that brought the house down.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.